Now, it's been quite a while since it was a primetime television show. You might catch it once in a while in the odd hours of the morning. But there was a time when it was a blockbuster on TV, and then it became some blockbuster movies. They're still making those. When it was on TV, I tried to never miss it. Mission Impossible, yep. Now, maybe if you're old enough, you can remember the theme music. It always began with Jim Phelps, who was the head of the Impossible Missions Force. He would get the latest assignment, and then he'd get some photos that described a mission that was considered by his superior virtually impossible. See, the voice would come on and say, "Your mission, Jim, should you choose to accept it, is," and then they'd go on. And then in the old days, they'd say, "This tape will self-destruct in 30 seconds. And it just all kind of blew up at that point. Well, Jim would then go back and put together his team, and the rest of the story was how they pulled off that assignment that was supposedly undoable. Honestly, I haven't seen Mission Impossible either in a movie or TV for a long time, but I don't need to. No, I live it. And maybe you do too. Or you could. I'm Ron Utzcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why Mission Impossible isn't. Well, do you ever look at the week ahead or the day ahead or the month and just say, "Mission Impossible, it can't work. I can't possibly do it." I did that. Yeah, for example, I remember when I saw a week ahead of me that was a mountain of deadlines, could have been any one of a number of weeks. Decisions, responsibilities, people. You know, I know what it is to panic when I look at that wall-to-wall, jam-packed week or month ahead. Maybe you do too. Well, at one point, when I was facing a couple weeks like that, I had been reading 2 Corinthians for my personal time with the Lord each morning. And that morning, and you know the Lord is good about this, I just read the next passage, and he lovingly gave me a verse that changed everything. And look, you might be facing a challenge or challenges that look like some unmovable mountain right now. Maybe it's family or school or something at work, or maybe you've got some relational mountains to move. Maybe it's a ministry you're doing or medical issues. It's not the tape that's about to self-destruct like the old Mission Impossible. No, it's you. Well, listen to this beautiful redemptive verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. I committed it to memory at that moment. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You say, whoa, where is that? That's 2 Corinthians 9:8. No loopholes? All. God's going to give you all grace in all things, at all times, having all that you need. There's no attorney on earth who could find a loophole there. And you know what the word abound means? It says here, did you see? God will make you abound. Well, his grace abounding to you so you can abound in every good work. It means literally from the Greek, more than enough, or to be left over, or to make extremely rich. It was actually the same word used to describe the feeding of the 5,000. Remember, they thought there wouldn't be enough for the crowd, and then instead they had 12 baskets of fragments left over, lunch to spare. That's the same word, leftovers, lots to spare. If you depend on the adrenaline of God's grace to meet this mountain, you will get it done, and you will have resources left over if you're going to use his resources. And that impossible week, well, I've found over and over again, those turn out to be some of the most supernatural weeks I ever experience, because I'm riding on this promise. So many times I look back and everything happened, it happened better than I could have ever dreamed. See, God makes you extremely rich in grace, so you can make others extremely rich through the good works you have to do. God plenties us so we can plenty those around us. You have in Christ more than enough grace for every assignment God has given you. And that's why your Mission Impossible isn't impossible.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.